We're joined by Lynn Jackson, who is a volunteer with Save the Pine Bush. And we've had them on several times before about the ongoing fight, particularly against Pyramid LLC and Costco and the continuing effort to save the Pine Bush. But recently they've been circulating a letter challenging the effort of Costco to get, I guess, a variance to put a 18-pump gas station into the area. So, Lynn, can you give us, you know, the background on what's going on and why this is important?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, Pyramid Corporation proposed to expand again, and they wanted to build apartments, a Costco, and office buildings in the Pine Bush. Save the Pine Bush absolutely opposes this because we need to protect every single last acre of Pine Bush ecosystem that remains. The one reason I'm really glad you're having me on today to talk about the Costco proposal is that Costco is proposing to put 18 gas pumps on this in this expansion that Crossgates wants to do. And in this day and age, like just recently we had Henry, that horrible storm, and Tennessee had 17 inches of water fall in a matter of hours. That's outrageous. And what, so the thing is that climate change is real and it's happening. And in this day and age, to put in more fossil fuel infrastructure is simply unconscionable. We can't continue on this course of encouraging the use of, you know, fossil fuels to for our energy needs. We need to stop it. Now, Costco is now before the Town of Gitlin Town Board. And I'm sorry, Costco is in front of the Town of Gitlin Zoning Board of Appeals asking for a special use permit. And the special use permit is to put in these gas stations. Now, you may ask, well, why does Costco need a special use permit? And that's because just before, about a year or two before Pyramid proposed to expand their, you know, into the Pine Bush with the apartments and the Costco, Pyramid asked to have this particular parcel of land in the town of Gitlin rezoned as a transit-oriented district. So a transit-oriented district is a particular kind of zoning that encourages more compact development and is very pedestrian and bicycle friendly. If you'll notice that gas stations are not particularly pedestrian or bicycle friendly, and it is not part, I mean, advocating for car, you know, building infrastructure for automobiles, for fossil fueled automobiles, is not part of a transit oriented district. And so to me, that Crossgates asked to have this particular zoning district and almost every property in this particular transit-oriented district in the town of Gitlin is owned by Crossgates Mall, by Pyramid Corporation. And so they asked to have this particular zoning. And now Pyramid is proposing to build, to have Costco build, and they need to change the zoning and to have a special use permit that would permit this kind of use for a gas station.
So if I could jump in. So how does the town of Gilderland, the elected officials, not the residents, you know, respond to this? I assume they view Pyramid as a big economic boom anchor for the community and probably get a lot of property taxes. Have they been willing in the past to stand up and say, listen, we got to protect the environment, not just help you make more money? Or how have they been?
I would say that the town of Gitlin elected officials have not been at all helpful in preserving land in the Pine Bush. That whatever Pyramid Crossgates wants, basically Pyramid Crossgates gets. And the one irony of this, you say, well, they pay a lot of taxes. And for a 10-year period in the late 1990s, Pyramid appealed their tax assessment every year for 10 years. We must not forget that. And Fortunately, they lost those appeals, or the town of Gilliland school district would have had a lot of issues, a lot of problems. Fortunately, Pyramid did not prevail. Right now, Pyramid is asking to have its assessment reduced. So does Pyramid even pay its fair share of taxes? I don't know. And the town of Gilliland officials still will let Pyramid do just about anything they want.
You make the point about, you know, putting in 18 gas pumps to throw more fossil fuels into cars and into the atmosphere is kind of not the direction we're going in New York State and in the country, particularly with the new climate law. Has there been any response at the state level to, we need to start cracking down on these new, gas stations? Is that climate law giving you some leverage?
The state has been completely silent on this issue, as far as I know. There's no involvement with the state at all. And I think that, clearly this new climate law is really, really important. But it applies to the states, and it seems like the state should be reviewing, putting in this fossil fuel infrastructure. But I have seen no evidence of the state commenting at all about this prospect.
Well, interesting. I was involved with a couple of groups recently, including Bethlehem Tomorrow, and they're particularly trying to help Bethlehem to update their town master plan. And I was more involved at the think tank level, not directly with the town. But one of the proposals, was that towns should, in fact, consider local laws prohibiting any new gas stations, that this is not the type of infrastructure build up that's needed. And as I don't believe Bethlehem has considered that yet, but there certainly are other communities across the country that have taken a look at it. So perhaps maybe some forward looking person in the town of Gilliland might want to pursue that.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. I'm going to ask about that. That's an excellent idea, because really we need to focus on reducing our carbon footprint in a big way. Also, when you look at the prospect of this gas station, there is actually an abandoned gas station that's just a very short ways down the road from this. And it's interesting that Pyramid Crossgates owns all the land around that little gas station, but they don't own the gas station, which makes you wonder what's going on with that piece of property. Plus, there are many, many, many gas stations along Western Avenue where the proposed Costco would go. And it just seems like a redundant, an unneeded facility. We certainly don't need to be putting any more fossil fuel infrastructure anywhere at all. So I
want to say we've been talking with Lynn Jackson, volunteer extraordinaire with Save the Pine Bush. Lynn, what can people do at this point in time in about 90 seconds?
So my hope is that people will follow the SaveThePineBush.org website and our Facebook page. There will be events coming up. We believe there will be events where people will be able to participate in public hearings and to give their opinion about why we shouldn't have more fossil fuel infrastructure builds in the town of Gilliland and in the Pine Bush.
Well, thank you very much, Lynn Jackson. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.